Hello. Oh my gosh. Welcome to Piece by Pieces, the podcast unpacking the human experience. Man, it's me, Ashley. Hi. Wow. This is season two, y'all. It has been like 10 months since I posted, and it was not an official closing of a season. There was no, like, see you next time, guys, or nothing like that. It just stopped. Much like a lot of things, then, man, the past year has been a wild ride for me, internally and personally and emotionally and mentally, and oh man, and we're back. Back, and I'm here, and I've got so much to share. So much to share with you guys, and I'm pumped, and it feels good, and it feels right, and it feels like my next right step. So that is why I'm here. That is why I'm here. So, well, first, goodness. So this season two of Piece by Pieces, I'm no longer doing videos. I'm just going to do audio. We're just going to do a traditional podcast here. And I love doing the video, and I loved uploading it to YouTube, and I love YouTube. And I even love, like, watching myself. You know, some people have this, like, thing with, like, not wanting to, like, be in videos because they don't want to, like, see themselves or hear themselves or watch themselves. I don't have that. Like, I love watching it, and I love the opportunities it had for, like, Rosie to pop in and to, like, capture those sweet little moments and stuff like that. But, you know, like, I didn't fix my hair for this. I'm just sitting here at my desk. Doesn't matter what I'm wearing. Doesn't matter if it's night or day. It doesn't matter what the lighting is. It doesn't matter anything. So we're just, like, making this easy for ourselves, right? Like, we get in our own way so much, like, more than we even know. And then when we start peeling back those layers of how we're getting in our own way, there's always more layers of how we're getting in our own way. It's wild. It's crazy. It's like unpacking a big old present. Because truly, at the center of it, you know, it's not something to be, like, shameful of or guilty of or, like, rolling our eyes at or, like, oh my god, I'm such an idiot, why was I doing that? Like, that's not what's at the center. And I'm not even at the center, guys. I am not. Like I said, the more you unlayer and unpack, the more that there is, I think. And I don't know, anyway, but at the center of it, there's this knowing and this trust in yourself and this compassion for yourself and this allowing to be imperfect, and to just be whatever is in the moment, which reminds me of, like, that Encanto song with Isabella singing about her powers. I can't remember the exact, I'd have to, like, sing it for you right now, and I'm not gonna do that, but something about, like, if I just did what I was feeling in the moment, you know, and just, like, trusting that and knowing that there's always more growth to happen and you've already come a long way, and celebrating that, but also just being fully where you are. You know, and that kind of brings me to my next point. You know, my birthday was a month ago, and Rosie's birthday is in a month from today. And, I turned 41, so I am now in my 42nd year, which is the last year of my seven cycle, in this human body. And Rosie will be seven in a month. So she is, like, the way that our seven cycles line up. And if you don't know anything about seven cycles, that's a topic for another day, but it's fascinating. And, so good. But, I guess a snippet of that is that basically our body, like out the physical tissues, the cells that make up our body, have this cycle, of course, of like dying off and being, new cells being made. And that cycle of die off and birth and die off and birth and die off and birth, but that like literally every 7 years, we have a brand new body. And not like, snap the fingers, you have a brand new body, but like, I had like my, if you compared the cells that I have right now in this body right now to those of 7 years ago, like nothing is the same. There's a turnover there. So like Rosie's about to hit that like first, that first 7 years plus the first 7 years of life in general. Like there's so much that happens in those first 7 years, like developmentally wise, like physically, emotionally, mentally, like your brain will never develop as much and as fast as it does during those first 7 years. Really, the first three, and then five, and then seven. So it kind of like tapers off. But anywho, that's a topic for another day. But the whole thing about enjoying where you are, but also like looking back and looking forward, like it is all three. We are comprised of our past, and those past experiences do, exist in this moment because we're still carrying them, and like our future is being birthed in this moment. So all of those things coincide right now. And for my birthday, I don't really do like New Year's resolutions or anything like that. Like on the New Year, my birthday is the beginning of February, so it's kind of like right in the middle between like the New Year calendar-wise, which I have another podcast on from last season. It's just a made-up thing, right? Like it's totally made up by man. In the actual rebirth of the world, which, well, I guess Northern Hemisphere, which would be in springtime. So I'm like, my birthday's right in the middle of it. So I choose that as the opportunity to like look back on the past year of my life, and also like look forward to like the things that I want, that I'm aiming for, the things that I'm bringing into reality in this next year. And this last year, man, it's been a trip. It's been a trip. There were so many things that did not happen, so many things that did not come to fruition or manifest or whatever words we want to use. So many things, so many plans that were laid that like got totally sidetracked, so many things that were not in my control. That I just had to flow with, that I got to flow with, that I was presented with the opportunity to learn, another just experience of flowing with them. And a few things is I was selling our camper van that Rosie and I had traveled in for almost 3 years, that I loved. But it was time for us to expand into a bigger space. So that's how we landed here at my dad's house. That was going to be temporary, and it still is, because everything is temporary, right? Everything is temporary. Like the only constant in this life is change itself. And so yeah, that the selling of the van took longer than I wanted it to, that I hoped for it to, that I intended for it to. Again, like, divine timing, right? Like I can't force it, I can't fight it, I can't. I'm like, well, I can, but like, what's that get me, right? So it finally was sold and completed sale the beginning of July. July 1st actually is when they came and got it. And then that was a whole like a grieving and mourning process of like literally watching it drive away. And I stood there crying, and it was raining that day, and oh man. And then like we cut off a whole bunch of Rosie's hair, which was a whole other kind of mommy moment. Oh man. And then like shortly after that, I bought a fifth wheel camper, which is like the big like camper trailers, but it's got the big bump in the front that like hooks into the bed of the truck instead of the bumper. So I bought one of those, and I love it. but it's just, I don't know how to drive it. I don't know how to pull it. I don't know how to park it. I don't even have a truck yet. I still don't have a truck yet. Thankfully the guy that I bought it from delivered it for me and like got it all set up and showed me how to do it. So it's here in my dad's driveway. And shortly after that, we found out my dad needed heart surgery. He needed a triple bypass surgery. So then like, all of a sudden I'm with this other wave of like total gratitude of being here, already being here, already being settled in, already being comfortable here, so that even if we had been traveling, we would have come back for that, obviously. Maybe not obviously, but we would have come back for that. And being here to assist him in that, to be there for that, to be at the hospital to because he couldn't drive for like 2 months afterwards, to take him to his doctor's appointments, to drive him around, to like be of service to him in that way, to help him through that recovery. And we've been getting his diabetes under control and like heavily assisting in that and like cooking for him and helping him like understand what's going on and like all of this stuff. Gosh, and just so much more that I can't even involve here. But another thing that I wanted, talking about the review of the last year, but another thing is that last week was leap day. Last week, it's a leap year. So last week, a couple of days ago, was February 29th. And a friend of mine, beautiful woman, Leah Bomar, who is a friend and an author, she actually has a new, well, she has two books. One of them I'm in, but her first book is called Glitter Bomb. It's a novel, it's a memoir of her life, and it's amazing. I'll link it below. And then she quickly compiled, a multi-author anthology. It's like poetry and prose and journal entries and stuff like that. And I submitted a couple of things, pieces of written work for that. And I was chosen. And so like now I'm a published author, which is so cool. But anyway, that's not the point. She did this thing where in 2020 on leap day on 2020, she like recorded this short video, to herself, to like Leah in 4 years on the next leap day. And so that Facebook would like notify her of like, this day 4 years ago, whatever, so that she would watch it in 4 years. And it was a really emotional thing for her because like the things that she said in the video like are now true, she so like it's happened, right? And so I got me thinking like that would be really cool to do. And then all of a sudden, like the past couple of days have been really interesting for me. I was on my period, so I think I was a little bit more like hormonal and emotional. There could, a million other things that could be happening as well, but I was just in my feels and feeling some other types of emotions that I don't regularly feel. But I think that that's maybe some of the magic that happens on our periods, is that like we get to feel some of those things that are not pleasant. but it is part of this human experience, right? So I was feeling some mom guilt. I was feeling some things coming up around like, I mean, there was one night that I lay there awake, and I do not do that. Like, I have no problem sleeping 99.9% of the time, and I'm usually asleep within like 10 minutes of my head hitting the pillow. But there was a couple of nights in a row that I was like laid awake, my mind rolling from one thing to the next, and eventually I was like, "What is going on? Like, this is not something that I regularly deal with." But the next morning, I journaled all those out. So that's actually, some of the episodes that will be coming up here soon is this like shame storm that I went through in regards to like some momming stuff, some like choices that I made and some instances that happened in the past, in my mom role to Rosie and stuff like that. So that'll be coming up because I worked through those things. And it's also, like I talk about being free of, being a guilt-free mom and shame-free mom and like and being in the moment and enjoying and all that kind of stuff. But like those emotions, like they are there, right? They are part of this human experience, but we don't have to live in them. And we get to, I think the majority of the guilt and the shame that we as moms do feel, a lot of that is from outside. Right? It's outside pressures, which is, I'll get into another day, but like it's coming from the outside. It's not coming from the inside. But when guilt arises from the inside, then that's an opportunity for us to look at those things with love and compassion. And it's an opportunity for us to forgive ourselves because we're not perfect. I am not perfect. No, none of us are perfect. And we're not going to like never, ever mess up. You know, like that's not even a thing. So, you know, there are things that I would have done differently with my daughter and things like that. And it was an opportunity for me to sit with those things, look at them, unpack them, and forgive myself and move on, because I can't go back in time and change it. I can address things with her now, but yeah, so that's coming up. But the leap day thing, when I thought about like the day that this had, I was thinking about this on March 1st actually, so it was the day afterwards, and all of a sudden I just felt this like feeling of dread, and it came on with the initial realization that like in 4 years on the next leap day, like Rosie will be almost 11. She will be like 10 in 11 months, right? Like she'll be on the verge of turning 11, and like, oh, right? Like when we think about things like that, like how old our kids will be, you know, on in the future, it can hit you like a ton of bricks, and all of a sudden you like can't breathe, and whew, like I'm getting emotional right now. And that happened, and I was like, whoo, like all of a sudden I don't want to do this. Like all of a sudden I do not want to, I do not want to make a video to Ashley in 4 years, because she has an 11-year-old Rosie, and oh my gosh, right? And then it was like, I was slapped in the face with all these things, all these aspects of my life right now that are not where I want them to be. You know, all the things that are not quite there, wherever there is, you know, the things that I do want to shift and change, and, you know, in all aspects of my life, really. And even though there are so many things that I'm like, that I absolutely love and am all in for and all here for, and that I'm completely grateful for and all that. But there are, you know, I think that there are always going to be some things that we're still looking to shift and change, because like I said, the only constant in this life is change. But all of a sudden I was like slapped with those things. And I was like, man, like, what is this? Like, Debbie Downer type of stuff. But again, it's an opportunity for me. It was an opportunity for me to like look at things. So I did it. I was walking outside with my bare feet on the ground, and it was a beautiful sunny day. And I made a video to Ashley in 4 years. I'm not going to post it on Facebook. Leah posted it like unlisted, so it was just for her, but like, set up, because you can set up emails to like send to yourself or anybody on a certain date, in the future. So I think I'm going to do that with like a link to it or something like that, so that it's not missed. But, that was a really like therapeutic thing to sit there and talk to future Ashley, and to like share some of the worries and the doubts that I carry now, and you know, share the things that like I'm working on now and where I think it's going, and like looking at, you know, like literally looking at the camera and being like, do you have this now? Like, we got through it, right? Because that was another piece, like as I sat there like being faced with all these worries, it was almost like I put myself in the shoes of 4 years from now, Ashley, like watching this video again and looking at me now and being like, girl, it all worked out. It all worked out. It's all okay. It's all okay. And it felt like this hug from future Ashley, and it felt like reassurance that everything is going to be all right. We're going to make it through these things. These things are going to shift. They are going to change. Things are going to happen that we don't even know about yet, of course, like, and so much good. And it was like a relief. And that's available to you now too. And that sense of relief was really what led me to like actually make the video. And it was also this connection of like, if I know things are gonna be okay, then they can be okay now. And if I know that I'm gonna be grateful for things now, because like when I look back to things that I was dealing with 4 years ago or 8 years ago, you know, like going back on the leap year cycle, the things that I was worried about then, like it's all gone. It all worked out. Like if I could go back and give 4 years ago Ashley a hug and be like, girl, we got this. Or 8 years ago, whatever, you know, like, I would. And that would give past Ashley, you know, this like relief of reassurance, and that like things that I was struggling with then, I'm grateful for now because of the growth and the empowerment and all the goodness and evolution and development and, you know, all of this stuff, all these like just really, really good things, life-giving things, right? That came out of that and those struggles. And that if I am thankful for it now, then I could have been thankful for it then. And whatever I'm struggling with now, if I know 4 years from now I will be thankful for it, then I can be thankful for it now. And that shifts some energy, doesn't it? That shifts some energy. You think about that. Let's think about that. So with that, I think I'm going to wrap up this kind of like first episode of season two. I'm here, we're back, and I've got some good stuff coming up. And this season, I'm going to be focusing a bit more, or just more in general, not a bit. We're going to go all in, actually, on motherhood stuff and being a mom and raising a child, because so much of the human experience starts right here. You know, Rosie's human experience started in these past 7 years. Like those are the roots. And so much happens in those first 7 years. And so much of that is directly connected to your mom and your relationship with your mom. Not just your mom, yes, a family, yes, the dad, yes, siblings, yes, grandparents, you know, yes, yes, yes. And the mom, and like there's no denying the connection that's there. Like I grew her inside of me. We were literally connected by a life-giving organ. And you know, so that, and that connection, the connection that we have with our children, that we cultivate with our children, is their foundation for all of their future relationships. And a relationship is the human experience. Relationship with us, relationship with themselves, relationship with their friends and their family and their loved ones and their future kids. Like it all starts here. And mine started when I was a kid. And, you know, just the ripples of all of that. So that's what season two is going to focus on. And I'm so happy to have you here. And I'll wrap it up there. I love you. You guys are awesome. And let's do this thing, man. Happy spring.